Vayter in Shas. We are in Bav Metzia Daf Samch Gimel, picking on some base mabez but about the page second to last line. We are continuing our journey to try to figure out what exactly our Mishnah means. We gave an answer. We just ended it with Rabba, but I'm sorry, we had Rabba and then we had Abaye, and we knocked them off. We're now going to go back. Rav is going to say an answer which is identical answer as Rabba's answer, but the problem with Rabba is that we knocked it off. There was a brisa that didn't really work well. Rabba's going to bring a brisa of Rav Hoshaya that's going to help us out. Ela Amar Rava Kisha Chivna Rav Hoshaya Nafik Levasi. When I'm going to die, Rav Hoshaya is going to come and he's going to greet me. Rashi says Kisha Amos Rav Hoshaya Yitzel across. He's going to come out. He's going to be so excited. Beep. Turn the page. Samach Gimel. As we've seen many times, Rachas, the ones that were the how do you say it? The editors, essentially, of all the brises are Rav Chi and Rav Hoshaya and Rav Hoshaya. And we have over here now one of those. The Tamaritza de Masni Yasin Kavase, because I'm going to explain our Mishnah, which goes according to the way that he explained the brisa. Rashi says, She'eni Rogel Tarts Mishnayos, Shestam Rebbe Kibraisis, Shestam Zahu, the Kavase, Amar Rava, about goes about. So, okay, basically, let's see. I'm going to answer it up like him. The Tani Rav Hoshaya, Harishaya Noshib Chavir Mane. I lent you, let's say, a mane, which is 100 dinar. And now I'm no shift from you. That means I'm claiming it back. Say, all right, pay up. I want you to pay up. V'holach v'amad al garno. And then I go and I stand by your goren, your threshing floor. V'amar and say, tainli mosi ma'osai shani rot selikach v'mchiten. Give me my money that I gave to you because I want to buy wheat. V'amar lo, and you say back to me, hey, listen, chiten yeshli shani notsin l'cha. I have wheat that I can give you. All right, they'll give you wheat instead. Save our son. Let's go work out what is the shar of today, you know, the value of how much I owe you and how much wheat you should get. And that's what you get. I'm like, you know, no problem. Time came now to sell the wheat. Rashi explains, what does that mean? That means shenis yaikru, you can't wait up on value. Now it makes sense to go ahead and to sell. Buy low, sell high. Amalo tain lichitin. So now I go and I say, all right, now give me my wheat. No, because I never actually took the wheat, so give it to me. Sheni rotsa lemocha lichichem yai. Now because I'm going to go ahead and I want to sell and buy wine with it because it went up in value. So let's say you owed me 100 stalks of wheat. Now it went up to who knows what, but the point is give it to me, so I want to buy that. Amalo sanai, you say to me, listen, instead of me giving the wheat, let me give you wine. Save our son alai, kishar shalach. So go and work out the wheat that I owe you into, it should be now a debt for wine on the whatever the price is. And say, okay, great, no problem. So let's say it was $100, you know, worth. And now the 100 ends up being 120. So now I take 120 verse of wine. He gives man yayin lemkor kim time for the wine va'armeli tainli ayeni. Now I go, so okay, give me my wine. Shani rotsa lemokhel v'timbo shemen. I want to move on to the next shtickle. You know, you got to keep working with these commodities. Armelo, he says to him, shemen yeshli shani notsin lecha. I have oil that I can give to you. Save asei alai kashar shalach. So now he's converting the wine into Shaman, just moving on and on and on. That 120 of wine is not worth even more. Kulam im yeshlo mutter. In all these cases, at each step, if he has the stuff at the time he says, he has the wheat, he has the wine, he has the oil, right? At the time when he's making this deal, then it's a mutter to do it because I could have given to you at that moment. It's a yeshli. But ain lo aser. If he doesn't have it at the time, he just says, yeah, I'll give it to you when it comes to it. Then it's going to be aser to do such a thing. Now, why is this, by the way, Sarah Mishnah works beautifully. Now, why is this? Why don't we say that, one of the two factors when it's mutter is if Yeshlo, if he has it, which is what we just said now, or if Yatzah Shire, if the value is clear and the guy can get it at that moment. So why don't we see Yatzah Shire as a thing that can be used right now? The answer is because we saw in yesterday's Amud, yesterday's Daf, because it has to be Yeshlo, he has it, or that he's the ability of buying it right now. Since you're just converting this money of, you know, this into a debt from wheat to wine, the wine to oil, then it could be that this guy actually doesn't have the money to be able to buy right now, and therefore he can't really give it to him right now, and therefore that is going to be an issue of Ribbis. So to put this all together, what comes out is that to go into do pisuk dum pisuk, where I give you the money and you're going to give it to me later, so give you $100 now for the whole year to be giving me something, milk or whatever it may be, then that's going to be usher to do because maybe the milk's going to go up in value more than you get, unless you have the milk in stock right now or you have the ability of going right now and yatsa shar and buying it right this moment. But if you're lacking one of those, you can't. And if we keep shifting it over into debt, you're not able to unless you actually have it or you have that money to be able to do it. Now, umay lakach lakach b'halvaso. Pardon, come in the wrong place. Umay lakach. When it says in the Mishnah the lashon of lakach, that when he bought wheat from somebody, what does it mean is that lakach b'halvaso, he bought it for the debt that was owed to him. Rashi says, chuck this line, mistake. And really, lakach is not lakach balavas, so it's not with the debt, but that's talking about in reference to the wine, not in terms of the wheat. Okay, now, we learned three things from Hoshaya. Three things from Hoshaya. Shmamina demamidan milve al gabe peros. And the first thing you can learn out is, says Rashi, meaning that mamidan malve alone, sheishlo al chavero, al gabe peros, you could switch it into peros. Lifso kale and peros kishar shalachshav, koymes hashana. I could transfer over and convert this loan of money onto some sort of peros, some sort of produce. Velo aminan delo kisaro habaliyadohu. This is an issue that we had with Rabba's Bryce over here. Basically, Rava is saying that Roshaya doesn't agree with this statement. According to him, that if you have some sort of deal that's going on, you can transfer it over regardless of whether you pay with cash or you pay with a loan, as long as a person has it. Yeshlo, he still has it. Ushmami na hu de yeshlo. And that's how we spelled out that now it can be done only if yeshlo, if the person has it. Rashi says, "Aval ein lo ein mamidin malve ella poskin al yidei nesin etzmos." Yeah, got to do with money. Kedetani masnisin yatsa shar poskin vokimna masnisin kedetani rav shaya like he taught. Ushmamina isa the rav yane. We learned that there is rav yane. Dam rav yane mali hein mali demayin. What do I care if it's it? What do I care if it's the value of this? The bottom line is when you're giving the goods over. It could be either the actual stuff or the value of something else that came in place of it. Diet my Rav Amar Osin Amana Beperos. You can make a trust when it comes to the idea of a produce, meaning you can pay in advance. I could be saying along. Rashi says, no sin most by amana. Give $100 for the year of the shot, say milk cost $1 a carton, and I'll give you $100 now for the milk, whatever, apples, produce, wheat, barley, whatever it is. No sin most by amana. Kishar shal achshav. Shiotze b'shul kamenas l'kal v'peres. Afili yokir yichit. And even it goes up in value. V'eno sin amana b'damim. But you're not able to do a trust for cash money. Meaning you can't give the cash value. Rashi explains, Ve'inos and Amana lift sok ala peros, kede lekabo damim lekashio kira, de kevin de zuze yavi, vizuze shakil machse kribisa. So, in other words, if I give you $100 because I want X amount of milk, and now the value of milk goes up, so now I'm getting back more than I got, you can't then say, okay, instead of giving back the milk, I'm going to give you actual money because the money's going to be value, and that looks like actual ribbis. That's a problem. Raviani omer, mali hein mali demim. But what does it make a difference? So, it's money. The bottom line is, it's the same thing. It went up, but everything was good at the time it was given. Everything was kosher v'yosh, and therefore you're allowed to even give the cash value. Meisvei frek the Gemara kasha. Rav just said, "Osan amana b'peros, v'nos amana b'damim." Rav Yana says that doesn't make a difference. Now the Gemara says kasha on Rav. Kulam im yeshlo muter. It said by the Brisa that if the guy has the goods right now, like we said, the wheat, the wine, the oil, whatever it is, that it's a motor to do it. You can go and you can shift it over to something else. So you see, you are allowed to shift it over to something else, which goes against what Rav seems to be saying. According to Rav, if it was made for wheat and the price of wheat went up, then putting wine for wheat would be usser. And what's the issue? Amrav hunamarav bishem mashach. The Brisa is talking about a case where he did meshicha at the time of the agreement, and therefore he acquired the actual things themselves. Rashi says bishem mashach himenu achitim mitchila the deme achitim didei komekabel derishusai yaker went up in the value in his own property. The mishach mashach calls the law toras halva. It's over. It's no longer halva anymore. V'kibel chovo v'chem kula. Now he took it upon himself as a chov. So I give you the money, and then for this wheat, I then walk over to the wheat. I do mashicha on the wheat. Now it belongs to me. Now I put it in your position to hold for me. Now you can't do a swap or anything because now it is it itself that is owed to me. Says God, what ibisha mashach tzricha lememar? If it's really true that it's talking about Hoshaya's Bryce, it's talking about a case. It's what Rav's trying to suggest, or Afuna name of Rav's trying to suggest, is that he did mashicha and therefore he acquired it and really. I'm sorry, then Tzricha LeMeimar, is it necessary the Bryce to now say such a case? Obviously, in that case, it's going to be mutter There's no issue to go out and give it and then get it back. Why would they have to teach me that principle? Ella kigon. So rather, what is the case? Sheichid lo keren zavis. Rava means that Rav Hoshaya's Bryce is talking about a case where I'm the guy who gave the money and I'd actually take the goods, but you, who I'm buying the wheat from or the milk or whatever it is, let's say the milk, you gave me a corner of your thing that's for me in order to use and leave my stuff over there. And that matzav, Rav's going to be masking that we could look at the goods like it belongs to actually me, the creditor, from the time that I paid for it. And therefore, these type of things can be substituted at a later time. Rashi says, Vashmin is coming to teach us the yichud milsahi. It's actually substantial. It means something. Now it's not considered like a loan, but it's a business transaction and we have no problems. So when we take it back to the case that we said, that Rav says, osan amana b'peros, v'ein osan amana b'damim, you could do amana, this advance payment for stuff of produce, but not when it comes to damim, to money. In other words, I give you the money and then you're going to give me back more money afterwards. If Yana says, ma'li me'hin, ma'li d'me'in, what do I make a difference? Right? And then we had Akash and Rav saying, what do you mean? If he has it, that's going to be mutter to do. Rav is talking about a case where there was some sort of business dealing that went on over there, that he rented a makam from him, and therefore it becomes no longer a loan, but rather some sort of business transaction. That's why it's going to be okay. Ushmuel Amar, he gives another way of answering it. Hamani, who is this Braisa that is asking Akash and Rav? Rabbi Hudihi, Damar, Tzad Echa Beribis Mutter. Whoa. A Gemara that we saw in Megillah, where it's coming up in Tudaf as well. As we will see, there's a machlokas if this is okay or not okay. What does this mean? Tzad echad beribis. What that means is, if there's a circumstance that, depending on how you deal your hand, you can have ribis or you cannot have ribis. In other words, it's not a guarantee that ribis is going to occur over here. If there's two ways to go, two roads you could go down, one of them is not ribbis, the other one is going to be ribbis, but you're not forced to do ribbis. So in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda is going to matir to do such a thing over here. Ribbis is only going to be usser if it's guaranteed to occur. But if it's not going to guarantee to occur, then it shouldn't be that there is an issue. That is the way that Rabbi Yehuda holds. So, and that's what we're saying. He's the one of the Bryce over there saying, what do you mean? Like the Bryce that we brought against Rav, that said, kula mim yeshlo mutter. In all the cases, if he has it, that it's going to be mutter. It's talking about kids because he holds tzad echad beribis is going to be mutter. So this whole case is that the agreement that they made is that I'm giving you the $100 and you're going to give me wheat. That's where the Mishnah said it, right? And if you give him wheat, there's no issue of ribis over here because that was the deal that they made and everything's good. But when does it look like ribis? When they go ahead and they change the wheat for wine, and now we're looking at the value that went up of it is like ribis. So that didn't have to happen. And therefore, since it didn't have to happen, that's called sad echa beribis. And according to him, it's going to be mutter. But the brisa, and the brisa is going according to him. And that's what says the mutter to do it. But chachamim, we're going to see, they argue with Rabbi Yehuda and they don't let this to be had to go. And Rav goes according to them that you're not allowed to go and do such a thing. So that is where we're holding right now. That one more time, that Hamani, Yishmael says, who is this? Rabbi Yehuda, Amar sad echa beribis is mutter. And therefore, the brisa can say that Rav, when you're going to substitute that which you said, that's going to be some level of ribbis. But the Bryce allows it to happen because it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so now says the Gemara, what's the actual discussion that we had here? The Tanya, what's going to Bryce? How we show you no shibachir mana. I lent you a mana, I want to get my mana back. And instead of paying me, what you said is you made a sale of your field. What does that mean? You give me the field and you say, so listen, I know you owe you the 100. Take this field, which is worth that. And if I don't pay you within a certain amount of time, then you get to keep it. When the seller, meaning the one who owes the money, you owe me the money, takes the produce of the field in the meantime, then it's mutter to behave in such a way. That is, you borrowed money from me. You're giving me this in place of that. So now you taking produce now is not considered ribbis because you're the one who borrowed from me. You're not the one who lent it. I'm the one who lent you the money. You're just giving it to me this in place of this. Lokecho chel peros aser. But let's say I'm the one who's eating the peros. Now it's going to be aser. Why? Because that what says Rashi, Shema liyova li de mecher, she yachser lo mosav, v'nimsa shalva hayu etzlo, that is that you're going to end up paying me back lo yavli de mecher, this field's not going to end up being mine. You're going to give me the money. In the meantime, I eat this fruit. That's going to consider ribbis. I gave you 100. You give me this field. You gave me peris in the meantime and then paid me. You give me extra. Says, even when I'm eating the fruits, it's still going to be mutter. Amar lehem Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to them, those who argue on him, there's a story about this fellow that what happened to him? He made the sale of his field. This is the situation we just said. The guy, he owed 100 money to somebody. He gave him the field in the meantime. Alpi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but that's who told him to do it. And the lokeach ochel peiros hayah. And the lokeach was eating the peiros. In other words, the one who lent the money originally. The creditor was eating the peiros. You see clearly, he's allowed to go and he's allowed to have it. Amalav the chum said back to me, Shem Rai, we're going to ride from there. Mocher ochel peiros hayah v'lo lokeach. It was the seller that was taking the produce, not the buyer. You made a mistake. So of course there's no problem over there. Says Gemara, my benai, what exactly is their machlokas? Rashi says, but my kemiflegi, Amar Abaye, tzad echad beribis ikibinai. The machlokas is about tzad echad beribis. Rashi says, ki hai gavna shama yavoli de ribis. Maybe he will come to ribis. Shama lo yavoli de tzad. Maybe he won't. Because if he ends up not paying him back, then. If he ends up taking the field back, it's ribbis, but if not, then not. So we see it's not a guaranteed ribbis, and that's what the case is. Behuda says it's mutter to do it, to go, and even the one who takes the field can keep it, because lav dafka, he's going to ever get his money back, so if he can keep it, and it's not a guarantee. And the chacham say that no, it is an issue, because, hey, he has to pay him back for it, and therefore this is ribbis in the meantime. Rava Mar. He answers difference. What's the machlokas? Ribbis amanas lachsiyuk b'nei. The difference is ribbis on condition that you're going to return the ribbis. So Rashi says the Rabbi Huda gufei lo shari. El amanas lahachzir. He doesn't allow you to do this except for to return it. Shem lo yehemecher. If not, then yachzir lo peros. If it's not a mecher and he gives the guy ends up paying him back the 100 money and he gets the field back, then the guy will give him back the peros. Achal that he ate. Vafilu hachi asa tanakam. Even that case was tanakas gasir. B'shas achila kachar ribis. V'avdi elisir. Because at that time he's over in isir. And that's a problem. Amarava. Hashadam Rav Yanai. Now that Rav Yanai said, beep, turn the page. Samakim base. Mali hain, mali demein, aminan, that we say, what's the difference between you give it to them the actual stuff or you're giving them just the value of it in cash? That is, that the value went up of the goods that he had purchased. I gave you 100, it went up to 120. The guy's allowed to give him back, not only like wheat, but he can give him back or the wine that it switched over to. He can give him money that's the equal in value of it. So, mali demein, mali hain, nami aminan. I spoke too soon a moment ago. When it says mali hein, mali demayan, it means what does it matter if it's in itself or the value of it in something else? And now we're flipping it onto, so we should also be able to say, what does it make a difference if it's the value of it or what does it make a difference if it's actual money itself that you're giving? Why is it that we say that it has to be a din of yeshlo, that he actually has the produce that he's saying over here? Why can't we just say that he has the money to be able to buy the produce and that should be enough? Uposkin al shar shabashuk, and therefore we can learn from this din that you can go be posik al shar from the fact that you have the shar value of alpha pishenlo, even though the guy doesn't have the actual goods in his hands right now. So seemingly that's what it's telling you. Either the issue of the goods or actually has the money itself. A sphere of pupper of Huna Bridge Rabbi Shula Rava. Hold on 1 second. They come and ask the kasha right now on Rava. That was just Rava who said this whole shtickle over here. So it was Akasha. Kula meim yeshlo mutter. But we say in Rav Shaya's Braisa that if the guy actually has it, meaning the wheat, the wine, the oil, then everything's mutter. Ein lo asa, but if not, it doesn't have it, then it's going to be asa. So Amalu says back to him, Hasam halva hachazvine. The case of Rav Shaya is talking about where they're transferring a loan and there's no cash that actually switches between hands. Hachazvina, here we're talking about a sale where the seller receives cash from the buyer at the time of the agreement. So everything should be good and dandy. Rab of Rav Yosef, Tamar and Tvar both say, my time, I'm a Rabbanon, Poskin al Shah Shabashok. What's the reason that the Rabbanon say you're allowed to enter into this contract, this Pisuk, this forward contract, with there being a market value that's established? Valv Bishen, even though he doesn't have it. Tamar Lay, because if it goes up in value between the time, then he can go and say to him, Shkila Tivusich Vishadia Chizri. literally means shiko, shkila means to shakal, take, to vaseich this favor that you've done for me, kilu, that it went up in value, v'shadya chizri, and go throw it onto bushes and thorns. Ma, honestly, how did you help me by the fact that you gave me stuff that's now worth more? Iav li zuzi b'yadi, if the money would have remained in my hands, then hava mizabnina b'hini b'shili b'zoli. I could have bought it at a cheaper price in Shili, I could have bought it in other places at a cheaper price, and I would have gained from this manafshach. Rashi says, "Makom of Saint Shaiu Smuchel and Pumbedisa, Shei Rabbi of Yosef Yoshim, but they were sitting there. Klomim b'chol makom who motzi svivosav b'damu aladu. Every other place would have found like this. So therefore, it's not considered ribbis that I'm getting more stuff over here because I would have gotten in another place. So you didn't really do anything for me." Says Gemara, Amar Le Abaye Le Rav Yosef, El Meata. But if that's really your logic, that you're not gaining anything over here in this type of case, then Mutter Levo Sa Besa, Mishum Damatzi Amar Le Shkila Tivitzich Fshadei Chizve, Damar Le Chita Dekatchi Bekalbai. Should be mutter to do saw b'saw. They give a bushel of wheat for a bushel of wheat, and we're not worried about the fact that it goes up in price. Why? Because in this case also, the one can say, take your favor and throw it onto the bushes, the thorn bushes, because the guy can say, Darmalay, the lender can say, if I would have just left my stuff in the storehouse, in the Otsar, Rashi's Bitamiya, would rain fall on it, it would start sprouting, and got ruined. In other words, it wouldn't have happened. So the fact that it went up in value while I loaned it to you doesn't help me in any way than if I wouldn't have lent it. B, we still know so is still going to be us, sir, which would go against what you're saying. So Amalei, he says, Hasam alva. No, the sabasa is alva. It's a straight up loan. And that's why that's going to be a problem. But hachasvine. But over here, our case is talking about where there's a sale involved. And that's why it's going to be mutter. So in other words, what he's saying is, me giving it over to you is not benefiting anymore. If I was just left it in my granary, it would have just gained in value over there also. But still, the reason why that's an issue is because it's sabasa. But here, this is a zvine. And when it comes to the sale, we don't have an issue when it comes to ribbis. We're not done with asking our kashas. Rabbi and Rav Yosef are basically saying, you're not gaining anything by doing this pisuk, by this forward contract, because he could have bought the stuff himself in Hini and Shili. But really, is that true? Because of the fact that he gave it to this guy, he's going to get an extra gain. Whereas if he would have done it himself, he would have to go to a safsera. Safsera is a middleman, a contractor, a broker, and he'd have to pay money for that, and he's saving that money. But he also has to give it. In this case also, when you're giving it, it has to be that the buyer also has to give the seller this type of fee. Rashi says, Tzarech halokeach litin lemocher demei asir, so he has to give him over that type of money. So then we don't have an issue of ribbis. Ravashi Amar, so there's really no gain that's going on. Ravashi Amar, zuze de inche inu avdile safsirusa. He gives another answer that a man's money do the service of the brokerage, that broker's fee for him. In other words, you don't need a broker when somebody's got cash. The people come and find you. Since they're going to come and find you, therefore there's no gain anymore because he's not going to lose out. He could have got the money. He could have got the goods in other towns because people are going to come seeking out him. The wealthy people that have the money, everyone's looking for them. They don't need to find a broker. Viter, Rabba for Rabbi Yosef, Dami Tavara, both of them say, Hai man de yov zuze atara charifa. If someone gives money for stuff at an early price. Rashi says, Apostle Galaperos, Achelo Yotza Shah. Shah didn't come out yet. Shah Bar. Ella Shah Habachir. It's the early one. Shu Samach Lakatsir. Shalakutos Mochim Bezola. When stuff is bought very cheaply. Zesa Saim. Matan Mesnisan Deim Yeshlo Mutalif Sok. That if in the case where it's Yeshlo, the person has, it's Mutal to be posted. This via Afalpi Shalot Yotza Shah. Even though the value wasn't, you don't have a market value yet. The Katani Hayahu. The guy's early and he works it out quickly. So in the type of case where I give money, I give it at an earlier price that's happening, then he has to come to the beidari, to the threshing floor, to check it and to make sure that this is a good sale. Again, remember, pisuk is, we're talking about where there's a contract, but early, a forward, it's called a forward contract. So I'm giving you the money right now to give me for throughout this whole year. I come and I pay a farmer early on. They're going to give me the stuff later on. Now, the regular, we don't have a fixed market price over here. And all we have now is just the type of price that was the those who come and they take. And this is not the shire, because it goes and it changes. But the case here is the farmer is selling this, had an early stuff that came out, and therefore he's ready to go and sell it. Now, according to this, a pisuk is mutter because yeshlo. Now, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, they say that this pisuk is not finalized until the buyer comes and sees it with his own eyes. So they say, unless he comes and he shows up, and he comes to see that the produce itself, it's not going to actually work. Lamai, why? Well, you have to go and show up there. Rashi says, Lamai mi bai hai de mitzchazi. Why is he coming to see it? E le mikna, if it's in order to buy it, right? So straight up, Rashi says, Mamish, lo yuchol amocher lachsor, that's not able to back out on it. Halo kani, then that's not going to be kone just by seeing it. Rashi says, Bahachi elim kin mashachos, he does mashich on it. E le kabule elim mishapara, and if he wants to be able to lock himself into a Misha Parah type of situation. Rashi says, Im Yachso, if he goes back on his deal, Ki lo mischi nami mekabel Misha Parah. Even if he doesn't see it, he's going to be over on Misha Parah once he agreed that he's going to go ahead to do it. Because the guy already gave him the money. He says, really, the whole purpose is that in order that the guy who's going to back out of the deal, he'll get a Misha Parah. Because the payment itself doesn't really cause a person to have a Misha Parah if they back out. Because somebody gives money for the early price, he gives to two or three different sellers. He's trying to get a good deal. He's trying to figure out who's going to give me the best deal, and then I'll go with him. So if he goes and he appears, and he comes in front of them, and he checks it out, then that seller is relying on the fact that, he really wants to buy it from me, and there's going to be Misha Parah. If he doesn't show up, then the seller can back out without a Misha Parah, because he could say, Amina da ashkach pered de shapir amidid v'shakate. I thought that you found better stuff than mine, and you went and you took that. So the farmers know, and the buyers here, it's not a guarantee until they actually show up at the actual place, and then the Misha Parah can be in effect. Amar Rav Ashi, hashad amar d'mishum mismach daite. Now they're saying that the reason why you're showing up is in order to, to show up at the threshing floor, is to make sure that the seller is going to be relying on this. Then it doesn't even have to be that he comes to the threshing floor. Even if the buyer meets this guy, the seller in the street, and he says to him, oh, by the way, I'm going to buy off you. Rashi says, then you're going to have Misha Parah. Some chadaiti, the other seller is already relying on him, and the Misha Parah is going to already be enforced in such a case. Now, Amar Rav Nachman. We're going to see three different dinim that Rav Nachman is going to see, but we're going to say two of them right now, and tomorrow we'll say the third. Amar Rav Nachman. Klala de ribisa. There are three. The general rule when it comes to the idea of ribis is that kol agar notar le aser. That is, any reward one gets, kol agar, like from tsara agar is reward, kol agar notar for waiting. No, not Talei Aser, that's going to be Aser. Rashi says, Schar Hamtana, just getting reward, getting extra money for waiting. Imozil, Gabei, Mishum Hamtana, Shemaktim Lo Amos, Amekach Ein Lo Lamocher Achshav. Right, so you get money by just waiting on the thing, that's going to be Aser to actually take. So, when does it happen? Because the fact that it went up in value, because the fact that he waited for something over here, let's say you pay later, you have to pay more money because of that, that's going to be an issue. V'almer of Nachman also says, Hai manti yoiv zuze lekira. Someone gives money to a kira, right? Says, Molcher Shaiva, a guy who sells wax. V'ka'azli dalid dalid, and they go on the market, Rashi says, chalos shaiva bezuza, the cakes of wax go for a zuz. That means for four, you get four per zuz. V'amar le, and then the merchant says to him, the seller says to the guy who's buying from him, yoivna loch, hey, pay me, Rashi says, lizman ploni v'hiktim lo amos, Achshav, he's giving the money, right? Please upfront, pay me now. I'm going to give you later five prizos. So you're going to end up getting more. right? I'm giving you, pay me early and you get more later. Isnu gabe shari. If they're with him right now, he has it right now, then it's mutter to do such a thing. Rashi's imbiado. Aval einam be'ir. It's not in the city. Avadam of teach. He lost the key. Vudach haklomos. He needs money. Shari, it's mutter. Zahari le halveni atziyavu b'ni. The Tanab Masisim, we say in Daf Ayin Hey, the Mota, it's Mota to do such a thing, right? I have the stuff, I just can't get to it, so therefore I'm doing that. Lesnu Gabe Aser, but if they're not with him, he doesn't have the possession, the ability to go and give it, then it's going to be Aser to deal like that. Frankly, Mar Pshita, obviously we know that. That's the case we've been talking about all along, with the case does not where it's Ein Lo. He's giving the money to get more than he's actually giving. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Lo Tzricha, right? It says, no. What we're dealing is the Isle Ashrai B'masa, where he has other orders that are in town. In other words, he paid his suppliers for a new supply of wax, and he's ready to get it from them. Rashi says, Amocha Azeh, Af Hu Nasan Mo, Supasakim Acherim, Alashaiva. Malatim Yudah said, Kevin de Isle Ashrai B'masa, since he has Ashrai as credit, these people that they're going to give it to him, then it's similar to a case of like, listen, I have it, just that my son has to come out or I have to find the key and therefore it should be okay. Kamashon is coming to you. Kevin, the Mixer Gavainu, since he didn't yet collect it, he doesn't have it yet. Come on, the listener dummy, it's considered like he doesn't really have it and therefore you can't make this deal. You know what? Let's finish up the third of Nachman. The Amr of Nachman, Nachman says, Haiman the Ozef Pshita Mechavri, if someone borrows a small change from his friend, Vaskrib Tufaina, and he finds that there's extra, Rashi says, Shekib Alamos, Motza Bahen Yosim Hashamal Lechaveru, he ended up getting more money than he made up with him. If it's a certain amount of money that it's clear that he made a mistake, then Michaev Ladurli have to give it back to him. And if it's not that he made a mistake, the Matana Balmudiavle, it must be Matana he's giving to him, he's trying to do it in a way that, you know, he's hiding it that because he knows the guy wouldn't accept it from him and he wants to give it to him in a way that he should be able to go ahead and take it. Says the Gemara, Hechidami Bichtesha Das Toah, what is the case where the person would be making a mistake? Amr Vachabir of Yosef, beep, turn the page, Samir Dalad, Bi'i Suraisa, if it's in increments of 10 or fives, you know, people, they used to count till 10 and then they would start over again. So let's say you count 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10, 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 20, 1 2 3 5 6 7 8 9 30. Now what ends up happening is that sometimes you can say 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10, and then it'll say 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10. He loses track of where he's holding, and it was in increments of 10, or they would sometimes do it in 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, and then 5 would be, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3. And then, you know, they do a 3 increments of 5, it's 15, etc. So 10s or 5s, then you go and you return it. But if it's 1s or 2s or 3s or 4, then you can go ahead and you can hold on to it. So if you end up seeing there's extra 3 coins, extra 4 coins, you can keep it. Or an extra 7 coins, you can keep it, because that's not a mistake people make. That's what Rashi spells out. What if this guy's ish takif? Rashi is zeshin awesome low. The person who's giving the small change. Adam kasher is very hard. He doesn't do gemes chasadim to give free stuff out. He doesn't give gifts. My, what's the din? There's extra money over there. Rashi says, like maybe for sure there was a mistake here, even if it's 3 or 4, because no way this guy's going to give it to you. Amalei, no. Dylan Mixel Gazley, Va'av Lalei Bechezer. Maybe he once stole from you, and now he's kind of put it in that money. You got to swallow it up, and then you should be able to pay you back. The time once had a brisa, goes of his chaver. Someone steals from his friend. V'av Lalei Bechezer, and he swallows it up, and the chezer he owes him otherwise. Yotze is chof of paying back. So if you stole from someone, you want to pay them back. But you're too embarrassed to actually tell them, okay, bottom line is you swallow up in somewhere else, and that's still going to be Yotze. You give back the money, even if you don't know about it. And if we're talking about a person who, let's say, came from another town, they definitely didn't steal from you, and they're a hard person. The lo shaka vitari ba'adei, and there's no way they ever dealt with you. So if they didn't steal from you, Maya, what's going to be the case over there? Do we get to keep extra money? Amalei delmei neshachmina gaza. Maybe someone else stole. Amalei told this guy kiyazav ploni pshita minach. When this guy borrows from you, your small stuff, please give to him. Avalei bechesben, let it swallow up in that chesben. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.